Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Mem Dalid, Zvachim 44b, pagination is 88. We're going to be starting by a statement, Tanya Rabbi Elazar, at the end of a line, which is on the bottom half of the page, just below midway. We're making reference to a statement in the Mishnah, which was Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that regarding the concept of pigul, which is a very high level of invalidation of a korban, at the time of Shechita, the person had in mind to do certain activities related to the korban out of its proper time, to eat its meat, for example, out of its proper time. And that would not only invalidate the korban, but it would be called pigul, and there's a very serious violation called kares, punishment, regarding somebody who would eat from the meat of such a korban. The Mishnah told us, parim hanisrafim, even the animals that are burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash, daman matir es emurehem, Likarev. The blood is causing the limbs to be brought on the Mizbeach. So even though quite a bit of it is going outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and one would think that perhaps Pigul doesn't apply to this, because the blood sprinkling is not allowing anything in the Beis HaMikdash or anything to be eaten. Nevertheless, because the emurim are being brought on the Mizbeach, that's sufficient to be called, as we described in the previous sessions, something which something else is permitting it. Regarding this concept that parim hanisrafim, the special animals that are burnt outside the Beis HaMikdash, part of their quality is that their blood is sprinkled on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, not by the outside Mizbeach, but rather by the inside Mizbeach in front of the Paroches. So we have a particular korban that we're focusing on, where some of its activities are done outside of the Kodesh, in the Azara, in the courtyard where the big Mizbeach is, and some of its avodas are being done on the inside part of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh, by the Paroches. So the question that was explored over here is, if a person is thinking to do an avoda that's in the other area at the wrong time, would that invalidate? Or, as we will see, the thought has to be related to the same location, to the same part of the building, so to speak, that the avoda that you're doing right now is related to. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar said, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Pigel bedovar hanase bachutz, Pigel. If a person does the pigul thought process and then the follow-up activity in something that's on the outside, while he's outside, that's going to take effect and it will reach this very negative level of pigul. B'davar anase b'fnim, but if he's outside and he's thinking about the inside, lo pigel, it's not going to take effect. Ketzad, how does this work? He was standing outside, meaning by the Azara, by the big Mizbeach, and he said, Hareini shochet, I'm shechting it, lahazuz midomo lemachar, to do the sprinkling of the blood tomorrow instead of today. So that's out of the proper time. But uniquely, this korban has its blood sprinkled in the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash. So he is standing in the courtyard, and he's thinking about something that's done on the inner part. Lo pigel, That's not pigul. It'll invalidate the carbon, but it's not pigul. Shemachshava b'chutz b'davar anasa b'fnim lo pigel. Because it's an action on the outside regarding something that's on the inside. It's not in the same place, and it's not going to make pigul. Haya omid b'fnim. If he's standing on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning in the Kodesh, va'omar, and he says, Hareini maza amanas lahakdir emurim. I'm doing the sprinkling. He's in the right place to do that for this carbon. But he's doing the condition. His planning is that he's going to burn the insides of the carbon that are supposed to go on the Mizbeach. He's going to do that, v'lishbach shirayim, and to spill the remaining blood, l'machar, tomorrow. He's going to finish off the carbon tomorrow. Lo pigel, that's not pigul. Shemachshava b'fnim b'davar nasa b'chutz, because he's on the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, and he's thinking about an avoda that's going to be done in the courtyard, in the azara, in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. A burning the limbs and pouring out the remaining blood into the foundation of the Mizbeach. That's the outer Mizbeach. That's an outer type avoda. Aval, but. Haya omid b'chutz, if he was standing on the outside. V'omar hareini shochid lishbuch shirayim l'machar l'akter emurim l'machar. And he started thinking about something that is indeed also an outer avoda. Bringing the limbs on the Mizbeach, or pouring out the remaining blood. Pigel, that's pigel. Shemachshava b'chutz, b'davar anasa b'chutz, because that's an activity that's being done outside, and that's where your intent took place, and you're intending it for something that is going to be done in the same area, also in the courtyard. Let's drop down to the third line from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav. The following statement was made. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar sh'amar mishum Rabbi Yosi. We indeed paskin like this statement that things have to have their impact in the same place where the avoda is being done. Otherwise, it's not going to be pigul. That's the halacha. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchasa l'mashicha. You're telling me halacha for Mashiach's times. Realize that all of this is being studied after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So the next time this is going to be relevant, the laws of Karbanos, is going to be when Mashiach comes. So the question here is being posed, you want to study it, we'll see in a moment, we agree to study these things, but the paskin a halacha, what's the point of paskining the halacha? When Mashiach will come, whoever the Talmidei Chachamim will be then, will paskin the halacha. Amalei Abaye, Abaye objected, because it sounds like Rava doesn't want to learn these topics. Elameyato koshchitas kodshim lo lisni. You're telling me that we shouldn't learn any of the laws of Shechita, the entire Masechta of Zvachim, and probably Menachas too, we should pull out because it's only going to be relevant when Mashiach comes and rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. So you're telling me all of this shouldn't be studied? Hilchos HaMashicha hu. You're going to tell me that it's all when Mashiach comes. Ela Drosh V'Kabel Sechar. The reason we learn it to begin with is because learn it and get reward. We'll have to discuss the many dimensions of reward, or at least a little bit. Hachanami derosh v'kabel schar. Here also, darshan it and you'll get reward. And Rava responded, Hachikwa amina l'cha hilchus alam aliyah. I don't see the point of paskening the halacha. You want to learn it? Of course we should be learning it. He participates in the learning. But I don't see the point of paskening the halacha. It is interesting. Art Scroll in footnote 5 points out that the consensus seems to be that we do pasken halachas. The Rambam paskens, Likuti halachas of the Chafetz Chaim, went to great lengths to extrapolate what the halacha would be in such a case, even though we're not paskening. It's not relevant. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash right now, and whoever the Talmidei Chachamim will be then, whoever the Sanhedrin will be then, will pasken. But apparently the consensus is that we do go ahead and pasken halachas, even though it's not an active halacha lemaisa right now. But going back to the concept which Rava also agrees to, even if he disagrees to the halachic focus, but Derosh v'kabel schar, he also agrees to, everyone agrees to that, there are at least two dimensions to Derosh v'kabel schar. Learn it and you get reward. One is simply, it's Torah. It's Torah, you learn it, it's Devar Hashem, it's the Word of God. Fine. But there is an interesting observation that for the most part, Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud, does not focus on the laws of Tumah and Taira. Doesn't focus on, for example, there's no Talmud Bavli on the Masechta of Ahalos, for example, in Tyrus. But on Kodshim, there is Talmud Bavli, Zvachim, Menachos, we're all into it. There's a concept in Neshalma Purim Sefaseinu that if you can't bring a korban, but studying about the korban makes that kind of impact in heaven that it's as if you brought the korban. And therefore, there's at least another dimension which is very powerful in the concept of korbanos. You have this regarding Yuma, to learn the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Zvachim and Nachas, the different korbanos, to study them because it's possible to make that impact. It's a positive impact that you could make. Perhaps in Tumah and Taira, we mention it as part of Torah, but there's no focused Masechta on it because we don't have such a concept that by studying the laws of Tumah and Taira, it'll be as if you're Tahar. That would be interesting to explore, if that's true. But we do have this concept by Karbanos, and that's what Abaya responded, Kol Shechitas Kodshim Lo Lisni. Are you telling me you don't want to learn Kodshim? Hilchasa L'Mashichahu, and Rava said, no, I'm just talking about paskening the halacha. Let their Sanhedrin take care of it, in their generation, whenever it may be. But learning is certainly a powerful and necessary experience. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.